أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. ولقد صرفنا في هذا القرآن ليذكروا وما يزيدهم إلا نفورا. الله سبحانه وتعالى in ayah number 41 speak of these mushrikeen regarding whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had said in the previous ayah that they claim that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has daughters, and they claim that the malaika are females and Allah has adopted them as daughters, while Allah has chosen them to have sons and to have male offspring. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about these very same people, وَلَقَدْ صَرَّفْنَا فِي هَذَا الْقُرْآنِ لِيَذَّكَّرُ. Allah says, we have explained things in this Qur'an in different ways. Allah says, we have explained things. You notice, things are repeated very often in the Qur'an. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used parables. Sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala directly explains something. Sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informs the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to explain it to them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains different things in different ways. So Allah does not use one approach and one methodology. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has exhausted all the different ways in order to explain something. لِيَذَّكَّرُوا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says he has done this so that they may take heed, they may take lesson. Perhaps if it is directly said to them, they might not take heed, they might not understand. If a parable is used, maybe it becomes clearer to them. But Allah says, even though Allah has repeatedly explained things in this Quran in different ways so that they may take heed and take lesson, وَمَا يَزِيدُهُمْ إِلَّا نُفُورًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, all it does is that it increases them in their aversion. The more Allah explains something, the more stubborn they become, the more haughty and arrogant they become. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, all it does is that it adds and piles onto their aversion and their turning away from the message of the Qur'an. قُلْ tell them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, لَوْ كَانَ مَعَهُ آلِهَا كَمَا يَقُولُونَ. If certainly there were other gods with Allah as they claim, then well, in that case, لَبْتَغَوْا إِلَىٰ ذِي الْعَرْشِ سَبِيلًا, they would have certainly made their way and they would certainly have found different pathways leading to their Rabb, leading to the master of the throne. If really there were other gods, why are they not making it to Allah? Those who associate partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if they claim that indeed these gods are partners of Allah, then if really they were partners to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, logically common sense would mean that they would have reached Allah azza wa jal. They would have found Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, tell them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if there were other gods along with Allah as they claim, then in that case they would have certainly found different pathways leading to the master of the arsh. Subhana, pure is Allah. Wa ta'ala, and he is exalted. Amma yaquluna uluwan kabira, he is far, far away. He is extremely far from all which they claim. Very far away and distant from what they associate and ascribe to him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then informs us of the tasbih and the glorification that his entire creation is engaged in. تُسَبِّحُ لَهُ السَّمَاوَاتِ السَّبْعَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the seven heavens glorify Allah. وَالْأَرْضِ, the earth glorifies Allah. وَمَنْ فِيهِنَّ, and everyone who is therein. Whoever is within the seven heavens and whoever is within the earth, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, they all glorify Allah and they all praise Allah and they all sing the glorifications of Allah. وَإِن مِّن شَيْءٍ إِلَّا يُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِ. Allah says, there's not a single thing which does not glorify the praises of Allah. Everything is engaged in the tasbih of Allah. But we have one mode of tasbih. Other creatures have different modes of tasbih. The trees have a different way of making the tasbih of Allah. Also in the Quran, Allah speaks of how the mountains are engaged in the tasbih of Allah. Allah speaks of how the sun on a daily basis makes sujood before Allah Azza wa Jal. How is that? Because the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala extends over all the heavens and the earth. And that is where the movement of the sun takes place and the planets are orbiting and the earth is orbiting all below the extended arsh of Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِن مِّن شَيْءٍ لَا يُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِهِ. There's not a single thing except that it glorifies the praises of Allah. وَلَكِنْ But لَا تَفْقَهُونَ تَسْبِيحَهُمْ. You do not understand their tasbih. You do not understand the tasbih. We can never comprehend and understand how these lifeless objects and how all the other creatures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala engage in tasbih. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says they all glorify Him. إِنَّهُ كَانَ حَلِيمًا غَفُورًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that Allah is extremely forbearing. Allah is extremely tolerant. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ghafoor, very, very forgiving. May Allah grant us the understanding.